According to some blessed ahadith, the first ashara of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram, i.e. the first 10 days, are superior than all the days after Ramadan al-Mubarak. Their fasts also carry immense reward. It is stated in a blessed hadith that Allah Almighty does not like to be worshipped more in any other day than Ashra Dhul Hijjah. It's one day of fast equals 1 year's fasts. And worship of every night in it is equal to Shab-e Qadr, meaning 1 day's fast has the reward of 1 year's fasts. So, what a blessed month it is. Moreover, Alhamdulillah, this is also a month of honor. Faizan-e Sunnat Volume 1, page 519 from top. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the mercy of the mankind, peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who fasted in Mahe Haram for 3 days, that is Thursday, Friday and Saturday, there will be a reward of 2 years worship written down for him. So Thursday, Friday and Saturday, gather courage. Rather, if possible, then fast for the entire Ashara except for 10th Zulhijjah al-Haram. 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th, fasting on these 4 days is haram. And 1st Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr. Some people call it small Eid, whereas it in fact is a very big Eid, but people do call it small Eid. I mentioned it just to make you understand, I don't call it small Eid. So, it's big Eid when they eat meat, and small Eid when they eat sweet dish. This is what people have made it. Nobody will call this to be a bid'ah, haram act or impermissible. They eat sweet dish without a fuss, they eat meat as well. No one asks for or proves that who started eating barbecues at these occasions. Which sahabi did it? Nothing. But as soon as we do the niyaz of Ghaus-e-Pak, then they come up with, who did this? You've done haram. So these are whispers from shaitan. We shall avoid them.